صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. لا أقسم بيوم القيامة ولا أقسم بالنفس اللوامة، أيحسب الإنسان أن لن نجمع عظامه، بلى قادرين على أن نسوي بنانه، بل يريد الإنسان ليفجر أمامه يسأل أيان يوم القيامة. فإذا برق البصر وخسف القمر وجمع الشمس والقمر، يقول الإنسان يومئذ أين المفر؟ كلا لا وزر إلى ربك يومئذ المستقر. ينبأ الإنسان يومئذ بما قدم وأخر، بل الإنسان على نفسه بصيرة، ولو ألقى معاذيره، لا تحرك به لسانك لتعجل به، إن علينا جمعه وقرآنه، فإذا قرأناه فاتبع قرآنه، ثم إن علينا بيانه. كلا بل تحبون العاجلة وتذرون الآخرة، وجوه يومئذ ناظرة إلى ربها ناظرة، ووجوه يومئذ باسرة تظن أن يفعل بها فاقرة. كلا إذا بلغت التراقي وقيل من راق وظن أنه الفراق، والتفت الساق بالساق إلى ربك يومئذ المساق، فلا صدق ولا صلى ولكن كذب وتولى، ثم ذهب إلى أهله يتمطى، أولى لك فأولى ثم أولى لك فأولى، أيحسب الإنسان أن يترك سدى، ألم يك نطفة من مني يمنى، ثم كان علقة فخلق فسوى، فجعل منه الزوجين الذكر والأنثى، أليس ذلك بقادر على أن يحيي الموتى؟ الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد ووالد وما ولد لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد أيحسب أن لن يقدر عليه أحد يقول أهلكت مالا لبدا أيحسب أن لم يره أحد ألم نجعل له عينين ولسانا وشفتين وهديناه النجدين فلاقتحم العقبة وما أدراك ما العقبة فك رقبة أو إطعام في يوم ذي مسغبة يتيما ذا مقربة أو مسكينا ذا متربة ثم كان من الذين آمنوا وتواصوا بالصبر وتواصوا بالمرحمة أولئك أصحاب الميمنة والذين كفروا بآياتنا هم أصحاب المشأمة عليهم نار مؤصدة. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام، تبارك ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا. اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان. اللهم إنا نسألك خير هذا اليوم، فتحه ونصره ونوره وبركته وهداه، ونعوذ بك من شر ما فيه وشر ما بعده. رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسوله ونبيه. اللهم بك أصبحنا وبك أمسينا وبك نحيا وبك نموت، فلك الحمد ولك الشكر وإليك النشور. أصبحنا وأصبح الملك لله رب العالمين لا شريك لك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، والسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance, and also having this longing to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith we did yesterday, and Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la yalijun nara rajulun baka min khashyatillahi hatta ya'ud al-labanu fi dhar'i. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a person will not enter the fire of Jannat, the fire of Jahannam, that person who cried out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such an extent that the milk will be placed back into the udder. In other words, it's impossible for the milk to be put back into the udder. Like that, it will be impossible for a person to be put in the fire of Jahannam. That person who cried out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, لا يجتمع غبار في سبيل الله ودخان جهنم. The smoke that of the smoke of the fire of Jahannam will not mix with the dust particles that fell upon a person in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So forget the fire, even the smoke won't mix with the dust particles that touched a person in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, that person who strived out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save this person from the fire of Jahannam. Allah Pak values that moment that this person went out and he strived in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such an extent that Allah now makes the smoke, forget the fire, the smoke also haram to touch that person's body. In other words, he'll be saved completely from the fire of Jahannam. Today's hadith also related by Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sab'atun yudhilluhum Allah fi dhillihi yawma la dhilla illa dhillu. That seven people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him shade under the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We did this before. That other hadith explained different numbers. This particular hadith is explaining seven. Now we think to ourselves that why these particular seven people or seven categories are shown is because these are seven types of people or seven categories that generally do not do what they're supposed to be doing. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them special privileges if they do what they have to do, because the norm, they're going against the norm. The norm is these people should be doing, or they normally do what they're not supposed to be doing. But because the reward that Allah appreciates that these people, despite that position that they had, or despite the situation that they were in, these people still remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of value everyone else will be toiling in the heat of the sun, these seven people will have cool air condition under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imamun Adilun, the just ruler. Today we look around, we'll find very hard, even on our fingertips, we try to find who is an honest, just leader. And what happens when a person is appointed as a leader? Automatically the mindset changes. Before, people had hope in him that if this person is appointed as a ruler, as a leader of the people, as a leader of the nation, he will take the people and he will guide and he will make changes. But very hard to find a very honest person. Honest means honest as far as deen is concerned, honest as far as the rights of people are concerned. He's not consuming the wealth of the people, he's not going to any extremes, and he's acting in the interest of the public. His whole maqsad of being the leader there is so that he can act in the interest of the public. So yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, this imam, this just leader, he will be one of the people that will get the shade under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next thing is, وَشَابٌ نَشَى فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. That young man, that shab, that youth, that grows up in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here again we see the norm is, person is in his youth, he's attracted by all the attractions around him. Very difficult to find people, youngsters, that are growing up in the total obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak appreciates it, so he gives this young person, because he spent his youth growing up in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he also gives him that shade. وَرَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ. That man whose heart is attached to the masjid. This one we explained is easy for all of us to obtain. Is that try and keep our hearts linked to the masjid. If I'm flying now, I'm going, for example, overseas, I must think how I can get my namaz in the masjid. If I can't get my namaz in the masjid, at least in the musalla in the airport, I can get my namaz. If I'm booking somewhere, I'm going to Dubai, I'm going to China, I book in the hotel that is near the masjid. I make sure that it is a hotel that is near the masjid, so that I don't miss out on the masjid. So because of the favors Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted, that man whose heart is attached to the masjid. You find people like that, for example, after Asr, they've gone home, already they're thinking, now what's the time I need to come back for Maghrib Salah. Maghrib, they're already thinking what time is Isha. This is a very easy one. A person whose heart is all the time attached to the masjid, there are many favors for this, but one of the favors that I mentioned in this particular hadith is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant this person the shade on that day when there'll be no other shade except the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next one, وَرَجُلَانِ تَحَابَّ فِي اللَّهِ اِجْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهِ وَتَفَرَّقَ عَلَيْهِ. Two people, they love each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The meeting is only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they're separating also. They're separating because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, totally for the sake of Allah, these people are meeting each other. The next thing, وَرَجُلٌ دَعَتْهُ إِمْرَأَةٌ ذَاتُ مَنْصَبٍ وَجَمَالٍ. A woman tries to seduce him. And what type of woman? A woman of high nobility and very beautiful woman. A very beautiful woman tries to seduce him. Obviously, if somebody was not good looking at all, tries to seduce him and this person says, Inni akhafu Allah, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there's no kamal in that. But here the hadith is mentioning that a woman of high nobility, why nobility? It's because a woman generally of high nobility will keep the secret. A loose woman, she'll splash it out and she will take the person to task. But a woman with nobility, generally if she happens to do something or get involved with somebody, she'll keep the secret because her nobility is at stake. So here a woman of nobility is calling this person. So in other words, he's being more attracted to her and she's got beauty. And then he replies, Inni akhafu Allah. And I am fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person also gets a share under the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرَجُلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ فَأَغْفَى حَتَّى لَا تَعْلَمَ شِمَالُهُ مَا تُنْفِقُ يَمِينُهُ. That person who spends in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he does it so discreetly that his left hand doesn't know what the right hand has spent. In other words, he doesn't advertise it, he doesn't market it, he doesn't go around telling people about it, nor does he remind the person who he gave the money to, or the wealth to, or he's given something to. He doesn't remind the person of his generosity. This person does it so discreetly, so quietly for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the left hand doesn't know what the right hand gives. From this hadith also we learn that when we give something, which hand we must give with? We should be giving with the right hand. وَرَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ. The last person is that person, and this ties up with the chapter of crying for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in solitude, all alone he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ. And then his eyes swell with tears. He starts crying out of the fear and asking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive his sins. And here we mentioned that fear is because of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with the love and the hope that he'll get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So because of this, Allah appreciates that this person was alone, he thought of me and he cried and he teared. Because of that, Allah Pak gives this person shade under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, tonight inshallah will be the 15th of Sha'ban, Laylatul Bara'ah. The night starts from Maghrib. So we should try and take advantage early on. Sometimes we leave it too late and we get tired. So let us start early on, like that marathon runner who starts pacing himself early on. So then he'll get good pace by the time he reaches the ending. If he delays his running and he starts walking in the beginning and then later on he starts, then it's very likely that he'll be far behind the others when he decides to take off. So let us try and take off early so that we get the maximum benefit of this night. Allah Pak give us tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin, walhamdulillah.